Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
DC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Fly me to the moon.
Did you see that comment?
You mentioned the comment.
I knew that's where you're going with that. So, welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Cindy and Carl in with you on this Wednesday morning. And, of course, Party Line brought to you by our friends at Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Vierk's Fine Jewelry, Marshand's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. You can also watch Party Line on HoosierlandTV.com, and that telecast is brought to you by our friends at Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Freckles Graphics, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Shoops Country Foods, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have a guest with us on the line today. It's Julia Leahy, and she is the director of the Chamber of Commerce of Carroll County. Good morning, Julia. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. How are you all?
Hey, we're doing all right. A chilly morning, but, you know, I guess we'll take it, right? It's going to happen
right,
whether we like it or not.
It's gorgeous out. What more do you want, right?
I'm with you. I don't hate it. But just a reminder, though, for folks, my husband didn't remind me. He was on his way to work yesterday morning on the Michigan Town Blacktop, and a herd of deer was crossing over. So just a reminder that we are into deer season again as well. And you guys have a lot of deer over. Yeah, every time we come home for the lake, we have to watch for deer on a couple of roads. And so.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, anyway, I know you are a very busy lady. Yesterday was the last day to vote, to cast your vote for the 2024 Chamber Member of the Year. Can you give away anything for that yet? Can we pick your brain a little?
Oh my gosh, I really can't. It was such a close race, and in fact, I haven't even checked to see who came out on top this morning. So.
Oh, all
but
right.
All of them were such great candidates, so of course it was going to be tight. So.
Yes, I figured it would be. Well, let me ask you this then. Who have been like maybe the last couple of winners prior to this year?
Oh, sure. So last year's winner happened to be Urban Chic Boutique, which is located in Delphi. And the year before that was Sassy's Salon, owner Ann Hughes. And, I mean, both of them have done such an amazing job promoting their communities, promoting other businesses and other communities in our county. So, you know, we always look for that, for people who really have everyone's best interest. And, you know, it's not always about them, but it's about making sure that your entire community is thriving.
Well, I know you can't tell us the winner today, but when will you be announcing that winner? Because that's coming up as well.
It is. So Thursday, November 14th is our 19th annual Membership Banquet and Awards Night, and so that's where we will reveal the coveted winner for the 2024 Member of the Year. We also have a couple of other awards that will be given away that evening. We have the Charles Carroll Award, and that's given to an individual that has kind of goes above and beyond, you know, for Carroll County, and yeah, it's kind of like a cheerleader, right? So we give that award away, and I have not contacted that winner yet either, so... Sorry, I got to keep the secret still today.
Darn it. I was trying. I was trying to get the jump on that, but I totally understand. And so, yes, that night you're celebrating with the kind of a Margaritaville-themed event.
Oh, yeah. That was another thing we called out to our members and said, hey, what kind of theme would you like to, you know, to celebrate this year? And Margaritaville seemed to be the favorite. So dust off those Hawaiian shirts and come on out for a fun evening.
You can't go wrong with Margaritaville, though, can
no,
you?
No, not at all. Well, and we love, you know, our caterer this year's Angry Donkey, which you know, Clinton County and Carroll, we share an affinity for Angry Donkey.
Yeah, Kelty is amazing, and they're good folks over there.
She is.
So, yeah, so you will have a very good meal for sure. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, we just opened up. We're selling tickets now and table sponsors and things like that. So you can find all the details out on our website at carrollcountychamber.com.
Well, I know that's coming up November 14th, but do you have a couple of other things happening prior to that? So let's talk about this Friday. Don't you have another Coffee and Connections coming up?
Yeah, we do. Every third Friday of the month, we have a Coffee and Connections. It's a way to get together and network with one another, learn more about other businesses and organizations. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to attend that, but it's just a great way to meet some new people and, you know, get in front of like-minded individuals like yourself that may be going through some of the same issues or needing to get in the door of some of the similar businesses and things like that. So, yeah, we're meeting in Flora at the Flora Town Hall, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. You can come a little early and get some amazing donuts from Flora Super Value and some coffee.
I think those are always good events for people to kind of swap ideas and talk to other folks and see what's concerning in the community or things that I think those are good things where ideas come to fruition in a way. And so I think that's neat that you do that. One of the things I wanted to also touch on is for folks in your community, if they're hiring, what you folks do to help with that.
Yeah, and we have CarrollCountyJobs.com. And it's available to anybody in the communities who is hiring, or if you're a member of our chamber but might not be located in Carroll, we still want to make sure that people have those opportunities in front of them. You know, everybody's hiring. A lot of times people don't even think about turning to their chamber, and we always like to make sure that we put information out there. So CarrollCountyJobs.com. Not even sure what's on there today. Again, I haven't looked, but I know there have been a couple of positions posted lately, and We've heard that it's been quite effective.
Yes, people. It's nice for folks to have one place that they can go to look for things like that. So
yeah, it doesn't cost to do it. So.
Right. Also, next week you have a very busy week. It's the Senior Expo.
Oh yeah, we love our Senior Expo. Yeah, it's on October 22nd on Tuesday, and that will be at the 4-H building in Flora. So just a short drive for anybody from Clinton County to Carroll. But, yeah, our Senior Expo, this is our 13th annual. It's held from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be several vendors there. We've got the health department doing flu shots, and we'll have a nice free meal catered by the St. Elizabeth Healthcare Center. They will be there as well, and our friends at Milner are going to be running bingo. So, now, you know, a great 2 hours, yeah.
Is registration over for that, or can folks still get registered?
Yeah, I've extended the deadline to this Friday, so if you're a business that would like to attend, just let us know. We've got a few openings for other vendors, so there is a cost involved, and but it's a great way to get in front of a couple hundred individuals who really are focused on caregiving and senior services.
I'm kind of making my way down the calendar here, and I'm looking here towards the end of the month. And the end of the month for you is Halloween, as it is for everyone. But boy, I am looking at the things that are happening in Carroll County for Halloween. And if you want to hit something, you're not going to have any missing opportunities to get candy in Carroll County.
No, you really aren't. I mean, I think a lot of municipalities have their trick-or-treat night on Halloween, and I believe all of ours in our county is on Halloween. Most of them are 6 to 8 p.m., but there's a lot of other opportunities that Saturday before with trunk-or-treats and the haunted things at Bachelor Run and I think there's an adult trick-or-treat night, too, I think, at Bachelor Run. So I have no idea what that means, but I'm sure it's going to be fun.
I wonder if there's any alcohol involved in that. I've given away those little mini bottles of alcohol to adults on more than one occasion. So
yeah, you know, but there you've also got down at White Oaks on beautiful Lake Freeman. They have an amazing event that same night as well. Bonfire on the beach, s'mores, hay ride, all kinds of, you know, they've got a whole campground area that they're going to kind of spruce up and make it a haunted hay ride. So I think lots of fun, especially. So just save the day. Come on out on, you know, on that last Saturday of this month, and you are sure to have a lot of fun, I have no doubt.
Carroll County Chamber of Commerce Director Julia Leahy is our guest this morning on Party Line. And since it's happening in October, it's hard to believe. You know, I see Christmas decorations out along with my Halloween costumes, but you guys are actually having a backdoor business Christmas decoration haul, and that's coming up the 29th and 30th. Can you tell us what that is and a little bit about that?
So there's an amazing store in Flora. It's the Flora Thrift Shop, and they receive donations constantly, and you can come and shop. It is so affordable, but all of the sales go back to the missions, and I believe there are three or four churches that are all involved in that, and it's just a great way for them to support what they do. But yeah, this Christmas idea, Sarah Hanaway, one of our favorites, she's the township trustee there, she said, you know, we've got a lot of decorations. We want to see our businesses get ready for the holidays. And so they're opening up the back door, which is how you, I know it sounds funny, but that's kind of how you enter, where there's a lot of special previews of what you can expect. And I can only imagine, I love Christmas, and there's so much Christmas decorations out there, so it's, you know, get in the spirit, businesses. We want you all to decorate and bring people to your downtowns.
Yeah, that's coming up October 29th and 30th, folks, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m. both of those days. And so, again, if you'd like more information, get a hold of Julia or let us know here. And so I like that you brought up, you know, Christmas from the standpoint that I'm all about trying to shop local and support local, and I know that that's what you do as well. So what can we do to continue to try and get people to consider shopping locally before they go elsewhere?
You know, I always keep in mind when I'm, whether you're online or not, it's like, okay, if I'm buying something from this person, are they going to support my community? Do they support a Little League team? Do they donate to the prom? Do they help other organizations in their communities? And the only way that they can keep doing that is if we shop at their stores. So to me, that's so important. You're not going to get that from an online retailer. Most likely will not be donating back to your community. So that's just so important to me.
I agree with you. And the other thing that I think is so important is people don't like to come to a community where they see empty businesses on like the town square or around town. And so for us to keep those businesses, we have to support them. And so I think it's very important from that aspect as well. If you don't want to see the businesses go out, then support those businesses if you can. We appreciate that. So
yeah, we do too. We appreciate you promoting local as always. And with Delphi, especially right now, we have, there's going to be a lot going on here for the next 30 days in Delphi. And I know a lot of people are saying, let's just avoid it. It's going to be a mess. But you know what? It's not. The police have done a very good job getting everybody prepared for the upcoming trial. There will be parking available. Do not avoid the businesses because, you know, 30 days without a lot of business will kill them. So,
yeah, now's when they're needed more than ever.
Oh, they are, absolutely. So please continue shopping and coming to Delphi. There will be plenty of places available to park, and our retailers need you.
Yes, and try and help turn something that's horrible happened into something that's good for our retailers at this point. I know it sounds weird, but you're right. They need our help at this time. Now, we keep hearing about some new businesses coming in, I like the biscuit shop or something. Have we got that open yet?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So the Buttermilk Biscuit Company, they officially opened a week ago. I think I have been there three or four times already. it's a great location. It's right on the corner of Union and Main Street in Delphi. They're open every day except Tuesday. I believe 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. might be their hours. You can find them on Facebook, but it's a wonderful family atmosphere and scratch-made biscuits, all kinds of goodies to eat. And I just had the coffee, too. It's pretty amazing.
Chamber of Commerce Director in Carroll County, Julia Leahy, is our guest today, and the Biscuit Company is open. Any other new businesses that we know are coming?
Oh, sure. Another new restaurant will be opening in Delphi. I think we talked about it last month. Peretta's, an authentic Italian restaurant. And so they don't have an opening date yet, but it is also downtown Delphi on the square. And it, you know, I don't know. He hopes to be open before the end of the year. But, I mean, he's been posting pictures of the recipes, things that they're testing. Oh, my gosh, it looks amazing. So Peretta's, you'll want to be sure and follow them on Facebook just to stay up to date on when they're going to be opening. And then there is a new burger place in Flora. And, again, I still haven't tried it. I need to go there today. Burgers and Beyond is what it's called. And it went where our friends at Fire Pizza used to be.
Sure. Yeah, I knew that was coming, and I didn't know if they were there yet. So that's good to know. I'll get over there as well.
Yeah.
Looking forward
give them
to that.
A try.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit. You have a very large business over there, a company called Indiana Packers. And I'm curious, can you update us on anything there? Are they making any changes? Are they growing? Are they adding new lines or anything like that? Just give us a little update because they do employ a lot of people.
They do. They are still Carroll County's number one employer. And they have amazing bacon, of course, and I believe they have been expanding their bacon line even more. There's just such a high demand for products like that, and we have pork in this state. So I know they've expanded. I know they're an amazing place to work. They have a health clinic available to employees and good benefits. Starting wage is crazy. So, I mean, they're a great company, and we are certainly glad that they're here.
Absolutely. I was talking with my boss yesterday, and he was asking me about fiber in your area, and he was wondering what percent of Carroll County has fiber at this point. Do you know the answer to that?
You know, I don't have the exact number. They're building out that infrastructure. You can only imagine how long it's taking to get fiber in the ground and create all of these loops and rings and I'm thrilled. It's at the end of my driveway when I drove out this morning. It's like I see it there, but it's still going to be another month or two before they'll be connecting people. Delphi, however, has been built out quite a bit from the same company. Broadway Broadband is doing that. The town of Flora, Mulberry Communications, they have put everybody available. It is available to everybody who lives in the town of Flora. Camden, it's coming. Burlington, there's some expansion there. You know, one of these days, we're going to be able to say about 90% of the county has fiber available. We're getting close. But no, I do not have the exact number of miles of fiber that's been laid yet.
Right, sure. Or the percentages of homes and businesses, that kind of thing.
Right.
Another thing that was brought up when we were talking about you being on yesterday is if you'd heard any more rumors about bridges being out any time and causing it to be more difficult to get over there, and if that affected businesses in Carroll County at all.
I have not heard of any bridges being out that would impact our business community. I know we're getting near the end of construction season, thankfully,
right.
Road construction season, but you know, I really haven't heard of anybody having issues with people cannot get to their business this year, which is great.
Absolutely. And then I'm just wondering, what are a couple of things going on in Carroll County that kind of shocks folks that are happening or certainly is something that is kind of the buzz of the county or that maybe folks just don't know about yet?
You're putting me on the spot, Cindy.
Trying to get some new stuff out today.
Yeah, you know, I have talked about this before. I think one thing that is different as a Chamber of Commerce for us is we have business planning classes and we also have a revolving loan fund because we feel like, you know, economic development truly starts and your local communities and helping grow those businesses so they can expand, add employees, inventory. And so we've been very active with loans for some of our local businesses. So that's kind of a cool thing. I'm very proud of that. We've lent out over $200,000. So, and it means adding more employees. It means adding a couple of trucks to a business. It means, you know, being able to expand their storefront. So, you know, that's really a cool thing, and we're happy about that. Tourism seems to be on the rise as well. It's just gorgeous. You know, in a rural communities like Carroll County has, and Clinton, you know, it's just gorgeous with lots of your rivers and streams and the trees and the trails. you know, I think we're seeing an influx of people coming to visit now.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was reading yesterday a story that I can't remember who put it out, that they were saying since COVID, there was a lot of people, of course, from bigger areas, cities and bigger towns that just got out of town and thought they were going to do that just during the COVID period. But in fact, found that they really enjoyed it. And more folks than ever now, they say, are still trying to look for smaller towns and more rural communities. Do you find that to be true as well?
Yeah, I do. It's amazing how far away people are coming, even if it's just to load up their bikes and to come to another community and follow the trails, you know, to get out in nature. We did experience that quite a bit during COVID with the trails, with the canal, with Adams Mill, places like that. And it you know, a lot of those places are free and they're outdoors and they're a great way to unplug, right, and get away from the hustle and bustle of what's going on in your own world, and what a great way to just get out and enjoy nature and all of the amazing amenities that's available. So I think that's, yeah, I was one of those too when we were shut down for COVID. Like, okay, where else can we go? Where else can we explore? And it's amazing. If you're a tourist in your own backyard, you'd be surprised what you find.
And I do think people are intrigued now as well, you know, maybe folks that weren't before, about having their own garden. The more we read about food processing and things like that, about having maybe their own garden, maybe a few chickens for eggs, or maybe just, you know, things like that. I think that is intriguing to folks that aren't from this area now are considering things like that.
That's a good point. And, you know, even if you really want to have freshly grown produce and things like that, if you aren't available to do a little spot in your own yard, you always have places like 218 Market, just located outside of Camden, which is kind of a year-round farmer's market. And they have an amazing deli and meat counter. Mums, oh my gosh, the mums are gorgeous right now. And pumpkins, I couldn't even begin to count how many pumpkins they have. So, I mean, there are places like that if you aren't able to, you know, even just have a small plot in your own yard. But, yeah, we have a pretty good-sized garden, too. I think I can more tomato stuff this year than ever, so.
I'm with you. Somebody asked me the other day, oh, would you like some? And I'm like, no, don't offer me anything
if I don't see need
anything
no,
else.
Yeah, you can only have so much spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. And
whatever. That's right. And then I get to the point where I'm just done with it. You know, I've done I don't know how many different things that I'm just I'm done with it. So, well, yeah. Julia Leahy, Carroll County Chamber of Commerce Director, has been our guest today. Anything else you would like to add for us while we've got you on the line here?
No, I just, again, please shop local, visit your local communities, your restaurants, and support them. This is a big time of year for them. You know, this is a big push for them. So let's finish the year strong so they can all start and stick around with us next year.
Yeah, we'd like to keep them all, that's for sure. Julia, thank you so much for your time today. We wish you the best on some of the things you have coming up here in the very near future and beyond. And we appreciate you taking the time to join us for Party Line.
Oh, we appreciate you too, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right.
Julia Leahy, Chamber of Commerce, Carroll County Director there, and she's always so fun. She's always so happy. It's always nice to talk to her. I enjoy
it really
it
rubs
much.
Up on off you.
Don't you feel
rubs off on you? There we go.
But after I talk to her, it motivates me to be like, hey, let's go. Like, you know, I talked to Shan, and Shan's very motivating, and it makes me want to try and definitely shop local still. I try and do that anyway, but I do want to keep our businesses, and she's right. For a lot of folks, this end-of-the-year push is what gets them going through maybe the first parts of the following year. And so this is a busy time for them, and again, we hope that people will continue to shop local, listen local, participate locally, and so forth. So anything else you would like to add today?
Not necessarily. I did put in a little fun thing afterward.
It better not be Christmas music. Carl threatened me with Christmas music today because he said it was cold. And so, no Christmas music.
Okay, let me take it now.
Did
I'm
you
joking.
Really?
No, it's not Christmas music. It's in tribute to the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, good. I love that. All right, maybe a little Margaritaville? Did I hit it?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good one, though. That one's okay. I totally like that one. So, all right. Thank you again, Carl, for hanging out with me here the rest of the week while Mel is taking some time off. So, we'll be back tomorrow. Shan will be in tomorrow for Party Line. You can join him again at 8:30 right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.